Public relations. That's what we, Agentur Strothmann, have been doing for 25 years for national and international clients from various industries. But what exactly is public relations? Which tasks belong to public relations? How does a company find a PR agency that suits it? These are just some of the questions we want to answer in our podcast series. Today I'm talking to agency owner Elke Strothmann about the topic, the company spokesperson, the central link between the company and the public. Hello, Elke.
Hi, Martin.
Elke, in one of the last podcasts, we talked about the role of corporate communication in the crisis. Today, we want to talk about the position of the corporate spokesperson in everyday corporate life and in special situations. Is there such a thing as the central role of the company spokesperson?
That is a very good introductory question. In my eyes, the task is too complex to speak of the role. The company spokesperson is the central face and voice of the company. He or she must be a strategist, an organizer, controller, and above all, the ambassador for the company. So in other words, almost a multi-talent.
Mm. Is it possible to set priorities here?
Well, one of the main tasks is to position the company's messages clearly and understandably in the media. The media being print, online, and social media. He or she has to ensure a good reputation, a good image, and he has to inform the public, for example, in crisis situations, about what is happening in the company.
That is a very central task in the company. Where is the press spokesperson located?
In any case, the company spokesperson works very close with the company management. He or she has to advise the management on the content of the messages, and on a parallel basis, he has to develop the communication strategy. Thus, the spokesperson has to be accessible and communicate skillfully, externally as well as internally.
If I understand correctly, a spokesperson must have the big picture of the company in mind.
Yes. The spokesperson must analyze and evaluate the impact of current events on the company, and from that create recommendations for measures to be taken by the management.
How do you do that?
Well, you need to keep an eye on global trends and developments in the industry, classify political and economic developments, and also observe the activities of competitors. You have to analyze and evaluate a large amount of information every day.
Okay, I understood that. Let's go back for a moment. You said the spokesperson has to be accessible. What exactly does that mean?
Well, the spokesperson is the first contact for the media and has to be available for them thus. So he or she informs them about developments in the company, a new product, the important progress of a project, or a significant personnel change in the company. He or she prepares this information in a suitable form with a team and then distributes it to the media.
How should I imagine this distribution to the media?
Well, there are various formats in which information is distributed to the media. For example, by an interview or by sending a press release, by posting or tweeting in social media, or, for example, by producing a video. And the content follows, of course, the corporate comms strategy. The spokesperson has to make sure that the information, which is not ready for distribution, does not slip out. Or, for example, that statements in an interview do not contradict with statements that we made last week.
The press spokesperson is the face to the outside world. Doesn't that conflict with the role of the management?
Well, you're right. It happens that the spokesperson is better known than the management, but that is determined in the communication strategy, and thus management is aware of this. And in crisis situations, the spokesperson has to be available around the clock to answer journalists' questions, often on behalf of the top management. So in many strategies, the CEO isn't the first one to address the public.
Overall, the job sounds stressful.
Well, yeah, it is usually not a 9-to-5 job. In addition, there are even more tasks. For example, he or she also needs to take care of writing speeches, the proper execution of press conference and other events. He or she is responsible for content for presentation of the sales department, but also for brochures or the internet presence. So in short, the company's public appearance to the outside world.
That's a demanding job. How should I imagine such a person?
The job requires a certain type of personality and many years of training. This person must be a good listener and be able to quickly comprehend topics in all their depth and breadth. He or she must be open, outgoing, and authentic, at the same time calm, level-headed, consistent and objective. So you shouldn't have fear of the spotlight, but also be a team player to be able to handle the variety of tasks.
Why is being a good listener so important?
Well, it is a prerequisite for getting to the heart of an issue. He or she has to understand all levels of language, even the subliminal ones. And then the spokesperson has to get the company's message across well in his answers. In branches with products that are difficult to explain, for example, the chemical industry, spokespersons are often long-standing practitioners. They then know what they're talking about and can convey the problem in a vivid way.
A company has various stakeholders and thus target groups that it has to address.
Exactly. This is where relationship management comes into play as another area of responsibility. He or she has to build long-term relationships with stakeholders.
What kind of stakeholders are there?
That varies depending on the company's purpose, industry, and communication strategy. As a general rule, we are talking about journalists from the local press, the national press, and the trade press. But also bloggers, influencers, NGOs, contacts to politicians and to the authorities, for example, the police or the fire department.
At the beginning, we said we were talking about the position of the spokesperson in everyday company life and also in special situations. And we already heard a lot about the complexity of this job. Let's finish by talking about the special challenges, for example, in case of a fire.
Well, as described in the separate podcast on crisis communication, preparation is highly advisable. Here we can only take it up briefly. In such a case, the emergency plan must be rolled out. The spokesperson and the crisis team must gather the facts of the event, clarify the news value, and determine which information should go out to stakeholders, through which channels, and by whom.
Can you be more specific?
The spokesperson determines the terminology and the tone of the messaging, and hereby the keywords that determine how relevant a message is for the media.
Okay, I think now it became clear what it means to be the central link between the company and the public. Thank you, Elke, for the insight.
My pleasure.
Public relations is an extremely versatile and extensive part of corporate communications. So if you want to learn more about this wide-ranging topic, we highly recommend the other episodes of our PR podcast series. Enjoy listening.